Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, once the preacher's Sunday sermon was about forgive your enemies. He asked, how many have forgiven your enemies? About half held up their hands. He then repeated the question. This time, about 80% held up their hands. He then repeated his question for a third time. The entire congregation held up their hands except one elderly lady. Mrs. Johnson, the preacher asked, aren't you willing to forgive your enemies? I don't have any, she replied. That is very unusual, the preacher said. How old are you? 93. Mrs. Johnson, please come to the front and tell the congregation how a person cannot have an enemy in the world. The little sweetheart of a lady slowly walked down the aisles and said, it is easy. I just outlived all those rascals. Dear friends, the gospel of the day is a bold challenge by Jesus to love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. There are four explicit commands that are given. Love, do good, bless, and to pray. All these four exhortations are very often in direct contrast to what we expect or what we wish. Love your enemies. Our natural tendency towards our enemies is that of animosity or grudge or at the best indifference. But Jesus says to go beyond, love them. Love them in a way that they are able to experience the mighty love that God has for each one of us. Love them in a way that no hateful feelings get sown or nurtured in our hearts and we be free in our minds. Do good to those who hate. Our common inclination to those who hate is to say, why should we have anything to do with someone who is least interested in us and only keeps hurting us? But Jesus says to go beyond, do good to them. Do good to them in a way that our good actions, little or big, seen or unseen, become actions that evoke repentance and contrition. Do good to them in a way that justice of charity is a way to crush our own ego and pride feelings and make us to be humbler in imitation of Christ, who totally humbled himself. Bless those who curse you. Our first instinct to those who curse us to give back still strongly in return and wish the worst for the concerned person. But Jesus says to go beyond, bless them. Bless them in a way that our holy wishes may move the hearts of the one who offends us, and we become a channel, an active instrument to allow God's forgiveness to flow. Bless them in a way that our words of grace may heal the vibrations of negativity and hatred and evoke the mighty power of God against the dark forces of Satan. Pray for those who abuse you. Our immediate reaction to those who abuse is to abuse in return or let out a volley of unfit phrases or violent actions and gestures. But Jesus says to go beyond, pray for them. Pray for them in a way that the grace of God's mercy and compassion may descend into the relationship. Life constantly seeks to imprison us in our past. But God's grace, coupled with our willingness to cooperate with His grace, will allow us to live in love and holiness. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.